Hey, this is John 5, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold.
Automatic defense procedures initiated.
What we've got here is
maximum voltage, maximum power, maximum carnage. This is Maximum Threshold. Call the show at
440-709-4977.
Maximum Threshold. And here's your hosts, Dom.
It's unstable, but possibly worse.
He's actually quite smart. He just makes errors of judgment along the way.
Fantastic one.
Hey, what's going on out there, everybody? Welcome to another fun, fine-filled edition that we like to call the Maximum Threshold Experience. Man, thank everybody for tuning in this week's edition. This is episode 489. Hey, 500's coming up. We're looking at towards the end of the year. I think we got to put a show on this year. We just kind of stayed away from it last year doing Obama cuts, you know, because he did all these cuts that dealt with the fine arts. And, of course, we are fine arts. So we were unable to go outside of the box, as you would say. We'd like to thank Obama for that. But this year, since America's great again, in just like 2 months, 3 months, whatever, we could look forward to doing some remote shows and broadcast and all that. So keep your eye on the prize, because this, your flagship station right here, Maximum Threshold, this week sponsored by Fram Auto Filters. I want to thank Fram for being a part sponsors of this program for tonight, and also want to thank Dairy Queen as well. As you can always get the 49 flavors with Baskin Robbins, which is located deep inside the bowels of Dunkin' Donuts. And one more, Starbucks coffee. I would like to thank Starbucks as well. Hey, get their brand new cappuccino mocha latte today. They're on sale. Just use a special promo code, Maximum Threshold, and you'll get yourself 60% off of that fine, delicious beverage. Well, there you go. That's for our sponsorship for tonight. Fram, Dunkin' Donuts, Baskin-Robbins, and I already forgot who the last one was. Cotton Club jumped in on there, but we had to turn them down. You know, hey, they didn't want to pay the guarantee, so Cotton Club, man, even though I love Shasta, I love me some Cherokee Red. I can't wait to pick Tab up as a sponsor. God, so I could talk about Tab. Hey, keep your eye also on the website. I think we're going to be hooking up with Monster Energy, and we're going to help push out their new ultraviolet Monster Energy drinks that they got coming out. So we'll probably be giving away some free drinks down the road. We'll see how that pans out. We're looking forward to something like that because you guys need to get y'all grubbing nubs on some of that good stuff today. Oh, and I want to give a big shout out to the following people who have posted up on, left comments on iTunes. Big Pauly 0105. Want to thank him for the 5 stars and the great comments, saying he loves the new segment with Paul Stanley with the PNN. Loves that. Got another one here is One Eyed Goddess. Want to thank them too. They get 5 stars. Pete's Little Dragon 0666. That's pretty creative. Like, thank them also for the 5 stars, as well as Gene's Nutsack 89. I didn't make this up. Just saying, 5 stars from the. It's pretty damn crazy. Oh. So, yeah, we got a couple interviews tonight. I know for sure I'm gonna bust out this Oakley Dokley head net interview. I think I'm going to do that right now. So let me do that, and maybe we can get Paul to do a PNN again. He called in because he said he left me a message saying he left it, but there's nothing on here. So maybe he can call in, and while those interviews go, if you hear it rings, I'll shut the ringer off or whatever. So here you go, man. Let's get right in. This is Head Ned. Right here on Maximum Threshold, I want to thank Michael Strong.
Michael Strong, you motherfucker! Ow! A Maximum Threshold, baby. Woo! This is Michael Starr from Steel Panther.
How's that for an introduction? So here you go, man. This is the interview that Michael did with Head Ned. Pretty cool, man. Be back after this here on Maximum Threshold. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget. Get your fucking Fram Auto Parts today. They're filters. Use the special code Max Threshold, and you'll get your 60% off your Fram oil filters. Dag nabbit.
Hey everybody, this is Michael with Maximum Threshold, and I'm here with Head Ned from the new nettle band Oakley Dokley. How you doing, Head Ned?
Good. Haddly diddly.
So, first and foremost, tell me, have you guys racked up an endorsement yet with Magic Mike's Mustache Wax or one of the other guys?
Not quite. The mustache wax is in the process. We've also been looking into, like, maybe Barefoot, getting a little White Wine Spritzer sponsorship in there, but that would be good. We had a hot dog company reach out to us. We said no footlongs, and that broke the deal. And, yeah, so far, really nothing's been coming in other than Hanes and their green sweaters.
Oh, well, got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah.
So, tell everybody where they can find out information about tours, buying some music, maybe buying some merchandise.
Yep, oakleydokley.com. That's where all our tour dates are listed on there. All of our merch is on there. Music's on there. We're on iTunes, Spotify, Bandcamp. That's all over. So, yeah, but oakleydokley.com is a great starting point.
Okay, so there are some burning questions from some of the listeners. First of all, how hard was it to find a bunch of other guys named with Ned in their name.
Well, pretty difficult, but nowadays with Craigslist and, you know, you play music for a little while, you find some crazy guys, and, I mean, I have to play music for so long, I know three drummers named Chad, so finding five guys named Ned to play some heavy metal tunes was not as difficult as you'd think, but a little bit of the Craigslist and a little elbow grease, and we made it happen.
In the prepubescent stages of Oakley Doakley, did you ever have to get rid of a member because they couldn't grow the proper mustache?
No, we most of us and most of the Neds that we've grabbed are old enough and burly enough to kind of push that mustache out there. Though if we ever had Ned who wasn't able to, then I suppose there's Rogaine, and if not Rogaine, then there's sheer willpower, and if not sheer willpower and no mustache is happening, then we're just going to have to get some super glue and head to the local barbershop and see what we can do.
Because, like, I'm going to be 45 this year. I still can't grow, like, my ginger mustache in. I can grow some serious nose hair, though.
Yeah, but that's functional.
So another question everybody is dying to know. Where is Springfield located exactly?
So Springfield is, well, it's... The state that it's in is bordered by four states. It's, I believe, Nevada is one, Kentucky is another, I think Ohio is one, and then maybe Massachusetts or Washington.
So what you're saying
possibly
is...
Possibly Oregon.
Springfield is from a state of mind.
That fits it quite well.
So do you think that growing up so close to the power plant and eating... three-eyed fish growing up has enhanced the nettle?
Well, absolutely. I think, you know, radioactive juices are probably one of the main sources of our power. You know, that and all the white wine spritzers and, you know, throwing a little heavy mustache wax, and that's basically our band.
Yeah. So how long have you guys been together exactly?
So I think the band started about 2.5 years ago. It wasn't too terrible long ago. Took us about a year to really get the mustaches all nice and combed, get entirely netted out, and actually become Oakley Doakley.
So, was it... You guys obviously got to be close being on the road. And who was it? Was this like a singular brainchild? You being head Ned, are you the mastermind, or did you guys come up with this after a hard night of drinking, since you're all Neds,
yeah,
drinking the wine spritzers, or Shirley Temple's being Ned Flanders?
Yeah, I've kind of been the mastermind behind a lot of this. The original idea was kind of both mine and my drummer's. We started with the name. We were trying to come up with goofy names for really heavy bands. Like, you walk on a stage and it's like, we're your local Girl Scouts or something like that. And we hit Oakley Doakley, and then from there we expanded into the, you know, Nedness of it, and Nettle was born, and yeah, from there that's kind of how it all started out. And I've been the songwriter. I've been kind of pushing most of it, and all the other guys are great. They're adding stuff to it, and we've all kind of become part of this big thing.
Have you ever thought of the possibility of maybe having Lisa Simpson plays saxophone on one of your songs?
You know, a little Careless Whisper type tune might be in the works, and having little Lisa play on the record might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, who is the most annoying one of them little bastard children next door?
Oh man, you know, probably Homer.
Homer? The biggest kid of all.
Yeah, the biggest kid.
Always eating donuts and drinking beer.
Always borrowing my power tools, never getting them back.
Yeah. Well, I know you're getting ready to hit the stage in a few minutes. I would suggest that everybody check out Oakley Doakley, because it's more than just music. I think it's a lifestyle choice that more people should choose nowadays.
Exactly.
Good, wholesome nettle for everybody.
Exactly.
This is Head Ned. One more time, tell everybody where to find your information.
You find us on oakleydoakley.com, and our music's on iTunes, Spotify, Bandcamp, and wherever you see fit.
And how long are you guys on this tour?
We're this tour's about a month-long tour. We're right smack dab in the middle of it. So another 2 weeks until Moxstrosity has conquered the planet.
Yes, and you're with... You guys are out with Max Sabbath and
Metalachi.
I knew I was going to say
Sabbath
it wrong.
Max Sabbath and Metalachi.
You guys, if you're lucky enough to have caught this tour, your life should be changed for the better. Thank you, Head Ned. Go knock them dead, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
There you go. What's up with that? Yeah, I want to thank Michael for going out there and enduring it, being part, taking, and facilitating a great moment and capturing it from space and time, recording the essence of an evolving thing that we would like to call Maximum Threshold. And he brought it for you guys. That's right. We brought the interview that... Do you know anybody else who's got Head Ned on their show? I didn't think so. So... That's right. We'll get you. I think we got just... We got almost... Shit, what'd I say? This is going to be this is episode 489. That's 489 shows. Once a week. That's like shit. That's like 30 years. So I got a couple of news here. Some new releases that just came out. If you guys are Accept fans, I got to say this. Adair like did a re-release on a bunch of the early stuff with Udo. And they got some news. They got some songs in there, some live songs off those tours that are on there, which is pretty sweet. I'm going to play one here for you in a bit, off of The Restless and Wild. It's my favorite record by them. That was actually the first record that I listened to accept. And, you know, usually when you listen to something for the first time and it draws you into it, it's kind of like your favorite release. So that's how it is with me with this Accept. I never got into the earlier stuff, or it's not so much the later stuff when it Balls the Walls. That wasn't me. I wasn't feeling that shit. I like the early stuff because that felt more like sticking a knife through your heart. You know what I'm saying? And turning it fucking sideways. That's what it was like when I heard it. And it just, now was it era when I was really into the, all that cool stuff. You know what I'm saying? I know a few people were listening to that too, man. You guys were like that too. So, let's see. What was that? The promo code. They want to know what the promo code is at Starbucks. It's Maximum Threshold. I'm getting text from people who are at Starbucks right now. Okay, because you get that free Cafe Karma Colada something, Macchiato. They use the Maximum Threshold promo code. You will get it. Also, man, if you guys are looking to book a cruise, we're in talks right now, but Caribbean Cruises and Royal Caribbean, we're also in Disney also. So if you guys got kids and you want to book a cruise, you know, the Disney cruise, the Mickey Mouse and Goofy and all them little fire front all around place. Use the special code when checking out, Maximum Threshold. It's real simple. You can't forget it. Maximum Threshold, you will save 60%. 60%. So you know what that's like? Think of it like this. You're going to go on this cruise for a week, right? It's like $1,000. Where you get for the hotel and for the room, for customs, your food, your tips, all that is all included. So $1,000, use a special code when checking out, Maximum Threshold. You will receive 60% off. So you're talking about $400 for a week cruise, Disneyland with your kids, with your girlfriend, wife, whatever, baby mama, whoever. Maximum Threshold, use that as checking out the special code. Use that for 60% off. And hey, if you want to give the money back to the show, you can do so. You know, also, one more thing. If you're shopping on Amazon, we got a code out there. I don't know what the hell it is. I used to have it up on the website that if you were to click, this is the truth. This is no lie. That if you click the special deals button, that'll take you back into Amazon. But it kind of keeps you in a loop with Maximum Threshold. So whatever purchase you made, we would get a little special kickback out of that. Nothing of that would come out of your pocket. It would just come out of the transaction, blah, blah, blah. It's like a finder feeder kind of thing. So it gets that money. It would come back to us for the production of the show and for like Big Macs and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So, but we haven't done that in a couple years. I'm thinking about bringing it back. I just watch all these other goofballs who are putting up all that stuff, and you know they ain't making shit on it. They're lying. Because I'm telling you, man, because I used those codes before. You know, that wasn't even a code. You just use this. It's a kind of, I forgot what they would call it, a thread or something, or whatever it is, that whenever you click the link, you're in the site, okay, blah, 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 and it tracks your purchases, whatever. Well, I did that with my own stuff. I bought a bunch of shit online. And it was just certain things that you qualified for. So I got to go back and check and see if they're still doing it that way. Or if it's, it's a scam or whatever. I don't know. I got to check it out. And if once I know that it's legit and all that, and I actually see something coming to us or whatever like that, I'll get the word out there and we'll do a big push. So I'm looking forward to doing something like that. And when, you know, and it's the truth that whatever we made off this show, you know, for the bands when they were buying into this, you know, for promotion and stuff like that, and use us as a publicist and all that, that we would take the money and we would reinvest it back in the show. We would pay for more bandwidth. We would change the website up. We would do this. We'd bring more people and get more involved. We would actually be able to do a lot more traveling with the show. And just want to let you know that. I'm looking forward to getting back and doing this all over again. And we'll be all over the place, man. We'll be all over this country this year. Already out oot and a boot. We got our peeps are going to be out in Pittsburgh area pretty soon, going down to Columbus. We got people in Rocklahoma. We got people going to be in New Jersey for that stupid-ass carnival they have every year over there. Beavis is going to be there, but he's not going to show up as usual. Let's see. It'll be all over. We're going to try to get 54 involved and to go in some shows and have him do some interviews. And I know he probably has never done an interview before. But that's going to be the fun of it. So we need to get some. We need to get him to go, like, when he goes on trips to Vegas. So he goes, like, to the bunny ranches and shit like that, where he can go in there and get us, like, some interviews with some of the hookers. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what's that guy's name? Danny. I forgot his last name. One of the guys who owns one of them. I got his info. Should give him a call one of these days. I haven't talked to him in years. He was on Jerry Springer and a couple other shows and Howard Stern. Let me get him on here. I haven't talked to him. I haven't talked to my old friend in a bunch of years. Oh. So. I know. Shut the fuck up. Hey, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this week's edition of the Maximum Threshold Radio Show. I got coming up here, we got an interview at 9 o'clock with Scene. We have him coming on, talk about what he's been up to. And I don't have much after that. I know tonight is the UFC fight, so that's why we're not going to make this a long show, because I want to watch the fight tonight. I usually do it right here in the studio. So I'm going to put that on. And, you know, what's the last, what UFC was it, 207 or something like that? Whatever that was, the last one, when I was doing my commentary during the match, what I did find out afterwards was that the match I was calling was actually the months before. Fucking retard. I felt so stupid. See, after it was over, the new match, the real match started up, and I was able to look at it and call myself a retard. Oh my god. Let's see. Donna's Ranch in Wells, Nevada. See? I'm getting my peeps. Okay, so I got a guy who was just in Starbucks. He just texted me and goes, I just asked for my Max Thresh 60% off on my latte, and this bitch just laughed in my face. What the fuck, Dom? It's not Max Threshold. It's Maximum Threshold. Go back and get it, man. You didn't give him the right code. It's Maximum Threshold. Gosh. You guys got to listen. Because if you put the code in wrong, you ain't going to get it. Because that's how they make the money. Because they know it. Try the Fram's oil filters. If you put the wrong code in there, you ain't going to get none. You ain't going to get none. I'm just saying. So I want to thank Fram Oil Filters, Starbucks, Baskin Robbins, Dunkin' Donuts, and somebody else who I forgot. Was that amazing Wok 4, I think, the Chinese restaurant? I want to thank them very much. Use a special online code and in-store code. Just say, if you're going in-store, just say Dom sent you. And using a special code, Maximum Threshold. Then you got to wink your left eye. Because if you wink your right eye, it makes you look gay. So wink your left eye, that makes you look cooler. But you got to do that in that sequence. You know, say, you know, I'm not going over it again. Guys, you guys ain't stupid. People who listen to the show are intelligent. They're geniuses. And they're above average with their IQ level. That is a true fact. That's all I got to say about that. And I know you agree with me. Because if you're listening to me, you know you're a freaking genius. And you know you're smart. You're very intelligent. And your IQ level is above average, except if you're Beavis. Then it's a little different. You're just getting by. Then you start thinking about, you know, your mama really, really cared about your education. Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to get back to the music here. I got some that brand new Accept off their latest. I think it comes out, or when the hell did I see it? I rebooted. I don't have it. I don't have that info. But it should be coming out, I think, on the 14th or something like that. All the old stuff, the reissues. So here you go, man. This is something off the Restless and Wild. This is one of the bonus tracks that they have on there. It's going to be one of the live ones, Neon Nights. We'll be back after this here on Maximum Threshold. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. And horns up, fists in the air.
Now it's time to rewind. Turn that bitch back, back to some old stuff for you.
Hey, this is Wolf Hoffman from Accept, and you're rocking out to Maximum Threshold.
Thank you. Neon nights never change. Neon nights.
There you go. Some brand new Accept. Or an add-on to an old one. With Neon Knights off the Restless and Wild release. That's the bonus. Just platinum deluxe version. Get it, man. Look at that. I'm getting text messages already. People going to Bunny Ranch using the promo code. It worked. They got 60% off at the Bunny Ranch. Pretty cool. You may need to use that promo code when you go see your doctor next to get your antibiotics. Promo code shit. That hurts. I'm just saying. Oh, here, let me knock this out.
Hey guys, this is Ron from YouTube's Rock and Metal News, and this is your Maximum Threshold Rock and Metal News Report. Caliban have released a new music video for the song Broken on YouTube. The video was directed by Mirko Witski. The track is off their 2016 release Gravity. And The Sword are set to release a new live album titled Greetings From. It will be out on May the 5th. Pre-orders are now up at digital retailers. You can check out the new song called Mother, Maiden, and Crone. It's a live version on Spotify, or you can pick it up at digital retailers. And a music video for the new Valenfire song titled Kill All Your Masters is now on YouTube and digital retailers as well. It's off their new upcoming album called Fear Those Who Fear Him, out on June the 2nd. And former of Mice and Men vocalist Austin Carlisle is now undergoing a spinal treatment, which could have Austin tied up for 2 to 3 months, and he will face many injections on top of that. Austin suffers from a connective tissue disorder called Marfan syndrome. His full post is on Instagram if you want to check that out. And continuing with your MaximumThreshold.net rock and metal news, Incubus have released a new song from their upcoming album titled 8. The track's titled Undefeated, and it's now available for download at digital retailers or Spotify. The album is out on April the 21st. The band posted a video on their Facebook page as well as they talk about the song's meaning. And Warrant released a new song titled Devil Dancer on YouTube, which is off their new album titled Louder, Harder, Faster, which will be out on May the 12th through Frontiers Music SRL. You can listen to it on YouTube. The track list is out as well. Some of the songs are Louder, Harder, Faster, Devil Dancer, Perfect, Only Broken Heart, You in My Life, among others. This is Ron from YouTube's Rock and Metal News with a Z, and this has been your Maximum Threshold Rock and Metal News Report. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, Ron. There you go. I know you're coming back. Maximum Threshold, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello. What's going on, man? Hey, you should have just stuck around.
You're how you doing?
How are you? We're playing news.
Yeah. I'm supposed to call in, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm a little early.
Oh, that's all right. What's going on, man?
9 p.m. sharp. Oh. Listen to some metal. What are you guys up to? Playing some awesome stuff?
Yeah, I just got done playing some old Accept.
Oh, love Accept. Yeah. Well, Balls to the Wall?
No, I went back. I played something off Restless and Wild. They have Accept, just they re-release a lot of their earlier material, and they put some bonus stuff on there, like some live songs that was on those tours, so they have them on there. So I played Neon Knights, which was live. It's on the new the re-release of Restless and Wild. So it's actually sounding pretty good.
Oh. Nice.
The only sad thing about it, it sounds like there's only like 40 people in the audience, but that's okay.
Right on. Sweet.
That's right. So what else is going on?
Well, we've got a lot of stuff going on with Out of Darkness right now, a lot of stuff swirling in that camp, some videos, some reunion talks, some festival shows, possibly getting together and doing some recording and stuff. Loving that. People loving the 91 demo, legendary demo. Mm-hmm. You know, play Pantera. Supporting that demo on the Calvary from Hell tour. People are loving that all over Europe. So trying to get some stuff going with that. We had a deal with Big Metal Label last year to release demo for 25th anniversary, but we decided to go in a different way. There's a lot of other stuff going on.
Yeah.
And now I got the Slam Caesar CD coming out. Finally, this long-lost disc. I don't know if you guys got some of the songs I sent you. I think Slam I Am and Circle the Circle.
Yeah, I got. I started to show off.
Krzyzewski, The Hobbit.
Yeah, I started off the show with Circle to Circle. Started that off.
Awesome.
That's pretty
Everybody's
cool.
Everybody's digging it, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's good stuff.
Catchy, heavy.
Yep. It's got nice groove to it.
Working on all kinds of new stuff. We got a couple of stuff projects going on, but my buddy all of a sudden this came out of nowhere, and so it was actually done 2009, 2010, mm-hmm. So it's actually going to come out, I think, June. Very excited.
Nice. For people who aren't familiar with you and your career, you want to give them a little brief on who you are and what you do with your bands, and we definitely got to touch on that Pantera tour that you were part of.
Sure. I'm Sean Weiss. Most people know me from Out of Darkness or Screwface in New York. Also play with a couple bands in California. I live in California now. I have a lot of solo projects, Slam Theory, the new Caesar, and even another one that's almost done, going to be recorded 2018, Slam. It's going to be the Ritualistic Human Sacrifice.
Nice.
So, Pantera was great, man. The Cowboys from Hell tour was amazing. I mean, I walked into practice, and I just saw the video for Cowboys from Hell, and I was like, wow, did you see those guys? And they're like, yeah, we're So I couldn't believe it. The first time that I walked in to see them, I thought the roadies were, well, the sound guys were playing, you know, everybody had a hoodie on. It was hard to tell. It was really dark, and it was way before the show. Mm-hmm. Must have been about 3 o'clock in the afternoon we walked in, and they're playing Domination. And then as soon as that middle part with the heavy break comes in, dun, 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 yep. You know, and then the lead break on top of that, I could see it was Dime. And I was like, yep. Oh, my God. And at that point, he was Diamond Daryl. He wasn't Dimebag yet.
So how was the vibe around that, you know, with you guys in the band?
Great. We were, you know, at the time, I'd say 91, 92, one of the best thrash bands in the world. Yep. You know, with not that many people have really witnessed the fury that was going on. I mean, I'm sure there were video cameras everywhere we played, because we played some big places. I don't know where that stuff is. I wish it would surface. But yeah, Pantera was great from the moment we met them. They were cool partying guys. I mean, even I saw Dime before he passed away, about a month before in Las Vegas. And then my buddy Dave that you work with there, the Hobbit, mm-hmm. He said that he was going to send some pedals to me, and unfortunately, a couple weeks later, he was shot. But even, you know, the last time I saw him, he's just as friendly and just as honest and down-to-earth. I was actually going to go on some auditions. I was thinking about coming up for the Exodus, the vocal spot, and I called him up and said, dude, should I do it? And he was like, yeah, dude, definitely do that, you know? Yeah. Just lay it all out there. So he was nothing but a positive influence and really genuine person, down-to-earth. You couldn't ask for a better friend.
Mm-hmm. Now, being on, you know, getting the call, you know, to be on that tour, was it back then, was it a buy-on tour, or was it a label thing?
Well, with them, they were on Atco, and they had a little kind of, what do you call that, little thing that was a little bit bigger than a van, real piece of shit, and there was no support. I mean, we just had management that was putting us on with those guys. I mean, nobody really knew them outside of Texas, other than... people, every time we tried to sell tickets, people thought it was a chick band from Texas. And I'm like, no, this is not that. I guess there was another band with the same name, some ladies. But once they saw these guys, they were just blown away.
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy. They came back for the Vulgar Display, and people understood what it was all about. I mean, it was really the live show was all what was going on. It was crazy. Phil was a maniac.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things have you saved from that tour that you didn't like? I know you had to keep some stuff, man, just to be on that.
I got a couple picks that Dime gave me. I got one of the 8x10s of their that they all signed for me. Other than that, just memories, you know. This is pre-net, and it's hard for people to understand the work you had to do to get out there in the pre-web era. You know, even recording without Pro Tools was just a monumental task. If you know what you're doing, you're in a lot of trouble. So, you know, this is back in the day when people networked and the tape trading was still around.
Yeah.
That's right, kids, tapes.
That's
fucking
right.
You know, so however you could finagle it, it was really the relationships and trying to get to the next level.
Mm-hmm. I got a question here. They're asking, ask if you were buddies with Rob Duke since you guys are from the same town.
Yeah. I was friends with Rob Dukes. We actually, when I played in Screwface, he was playing guitar in this band, Cheating Soccer Mom. And we played many a show together. Good guy. I loved him in Exodus. Actually, I saw him, I think I saw him in Las Vegas. They played, Tom called me and said they're playing early, a matinee show. I came down, saw him, and they're great. I love Exodus.
Have you ever talked to him about doing any type of recording with him?
No, he's got his side projects and stuff, but actually I'm trying to get a couple things together with some of my friends more in the hardcore world. You know, my tastes run more for the hardcore thrashy metal than punk kind of side of the metal sphere. So I have a couple singers that I'm trying to see if they'll guest on a couple tracks for me and some upcoming kind of projects. We'll see what happens with that.
And that's out in California?
Yeah, well, actually, they're in New York. Okay. I don't really want to say because there's one guy that's barely even said yes yet, so I can't really say who it is, but it's a favorite hardcore singer of mine. Good guy. I think it'll be interesting. I think people will like it.
Nice. It wouldn't happen to be the singer for Leeway, would it?
What?
It wouldn't be the singer for Leeway, would it?
Wouldn't that be awesome? I would love it to be Eddie, but, you know... he's one of my favorite hardcore singers, I have to say. I mean, I'd love it if Sid would do it, but, you know, try to get in touch with that guy. But no, it's I have a few guys, one guy just waiting. I'm sure he's going to say yeah and give me the green light, and I'm just going to send him some tracks, and we'll see what happens. Pop that out there on the underground, and hopefully people are digging it, maybe get to Europe.
Let's see. Got a message here. Is ask how it was being Tom's hunting roommate.
It was great. Tom is one of the best friends that you could have in that situation. I mean, he's a very warm guy. We hung out. Honestly, I was under their room. I was playing in this band Dope Sick out here, and they woke me up every day playing Temple of the Damned. So I know that disc inside and out, but he's just a great guy, amazing drummer. He would give you the shirt off his back. I mean, really, a couple times, I didn't even know he had a bathroom up there. But I walked in to take a piss over there, and he was in the tub. And I was like, oh, dude, put a sign up or something, you know? Well, that was probably the
Here we go. You there?
I mean, it's a struggle to survive every day. I mean, the phones would get destroyed. You have to walk miles and miles to use a phone. Again, kids, that's what we had, payphones.
Hey,
so,
remember back in the day when you were people were swapping out calling cards? So you're passing out the codes, the cards? Remember those days?
I hear you. It's crazy. Everybody had a landline, or you have a collect call to somebody's house. Like, what? I don't know what that's all about.
That's right.
And suddenly everyone's popping up tapes. Hey, here's some tapes. I don't understand what they're playing it on. Yeah. Going back to the past, I haven't had anything to play a tape on in 20 years.
I know, you know, by car, my CD player, I don't have a CD player, so I just have a radio and a cassette player, and the radio don't work, so I got to use my phone and play podcasts and stuff like that off it, and I don't know how it is to listen to local radio. I haven't done that in, shit, probably 7-8 years.
I hear you. Well, most of the stuff I listen to is 2000,
yep.
Around that time, like Life Agony, the first disc, yep. One of my favorites of all time. I must have worn out 3 copies of that.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, have you heard the new one?
I have not. I mean, I don't know. I heard something from it, and as much as I loved Keith's voice in Life and Agony in the first one, I'm not digging the Mina's voice now. No. Sounds different to me.
Yeah, it doesn't have that heaviness to it. But the thing I like about the new one, it kind of like... It feels like there's more meaning in the lyrics, and there's like a different type of vibe. I mean, they still got their heavy sound, and they got that Alice in Chains kind of vibe going in there with it too. It's different, but it's something sounds fresh for them.
Right. It just, you know, when I first heard it, I mean, we played with them a few times, them and Dog Eat Dog, and at the Cricket Club and all over the place, World Stage. It was great, and I loved listening to those guys because every band really sounded different. And I thought after really listening to his voice on the first album, it showed me that hardcore could not just be the hardcore voice or yelling or gang vocals. You could do so much more with it, and it kind of really informed my style. I mean, he's one of my top 5 hardcore guys, singers of all time.
Yeah.
So, you know, for now, it's kind of different. I can't, you know, put it in the same sphere. I mean, to me, it's the same person, but just that work is on such an elevated level in my, you know, and the things that I love and the albums that I love that I can't really compare it to the new stuff on the same kind of level.
Yeah, it's kind of weird listening to the old Life of Agony and then listen to the solo stuff that he put out. Did you hear that stuff?
You know, I heard one song that he did with that girl from that band in Sweden, What Have You Done For Me Now? It was more commercial, but it was awesome. I love his voice. I mean, can't get away from it. Even the last album that they had, Love to Let You Down, I love that song. The rest of the album I didn't really hear that much, but what I did hear, I did like.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's got a good band there. He's got some good people in there who can hold it up.
Oh, yeah, totally. I heard some of that new Dog Eat Dog. I'm impressed. Very diverse, awesome. That thing sounds like a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Those guys are going to have loads of fun in Europe.
Yep. I got another question. This was asked, how was it being in a frat with Beavis?
Hilarious. The guy, he kills me, man. He wanted to get into this, we were playing hockey. And he needed to get into this game so he could have revenge on this guy that, I don't know, tripped him or something. And I think we were ahead. But we put him in, and he just destroyed this guy on the wall. Of course, it was an automatic penalty, and I had to get in the box. And he was like, okay, I'm done. Screaming at him on the ice, like, dude, you just handicapped us on the ice, and we were trying to win this game. He didn't care. That's how it is with that guy. He only cares about playing drums. And I'll tell you, a couple times, we played together at school, and we moved the walls. I mean, the place was slamming, so he can actually play drums. I mean, I kid with him once in a while. I don't know if he can play that greasy New York street feel that I need for the hardcore projects, but he can kick those skins around.
Yeah. Did he have frosted tips? Did he have frosted tips?
What?
Did he have frosted tips when he was in the school there?
I can't say about his pubes, but no. Probably on his head.
Yeah, he's got that look.
Well, he loves Bon Jovi. That's his idol.
That's it. He's a boys' man.
Yeah, plus he loves Samwise Gamgee. Otherwise, he wouldn't want to look like him right now, right?
Right. I actually think he looks like that singer from Rascal Flatts. Just a little puffier version.
Oh.
Just Google that. They look like twins.
Yeah, he always puts up pictures of all his food that he's eating every day. Keep eating, Patty.
That's right.
Let's see how that works out.
Yeah, he keeps talking about everybody else exercising. I've yet to see him on a bike.
But, you know, it was funny. When I met him, there was other guys who wanted me to pledge fraternity. And the school that I went to, it was only pretty much like if you weren't part of an organization, you wouldn't do anything. You know, it was hard to meet people. So he was like, you know, we're all the metal guys in here. And when I went in, I really pretty much knew everybody. And they loved metal and really accepted me for who I am. So, I mean, we hazed ourselves. It was great drinking with those guys. And, you know, I had an amazing experience, and I wouldn't change that for the world. So, you know, it was great, and it definitely added to the depth. And I see some of these guys on there. They know what I'm talking about with the music. Mm-hmm. So,
what school was that?
Ramapo College of New Jersey.
Okay.
Woohoo!
Who was the biggest person that ever came out of that school? Do you know?
Well, aside from Les Paul with his honorary degree, it's got to be me.
Sweet. How's that make you feel?
It's got to be me. I'm the most famous. I mean, I don't know if you know this, but I'm around the world on the BSW podcast. People have been downloading it. Thousands of people all over the place, from Japan to Russia to everywhere. It's Beer, Sports, and Weed. We had a little podcast last year. It was pretty big. I think it's still up if you want to check it out. It's on iTunes, all free, of course. Just more about, you know, the stuff that I'm thinking and stuff like that. The stream of consciousness slams Caesar way.
I hear you. Let's see here. Just a couple more things. We'll let you get going. How can people get a hold of your catalog of music?
My catalog? Well, right now I have the Slam Theory CDs on all the finer digital sites, iTunes, YouTube, anything that you would, you know, get it through the digital sites is up. The Slam Caesar, we're not sure. I'm hoping that's going to be on that same label that possibly Out of Darkness was out. It should be out in June. Again, it'll probably be up on CD Baby if not. Or you can write me at SlamCaesar2015@gmail.com. It's SlamCaesar2015@gmail.com. And after that, we're hoping that the Ritualistic happens next year and a bigger label puts it out, because I think it definitely deserves to be heard. It's heavy, it's catchy, it's all me. I know everybody out there is loving me. You know, you can check it out.
Nice. Got another question here. They're asking, they're saying, how many sorority chicks have you banged? And how many times did you have Beavis smell your finger afterwards?
Seriously? I'd say there were about, I think, three or four sororities at the time. And I was with a few chicks for each one, I have to say that. Mm-hmm. Beavis probably didn't smell too many fingers. That wasn't really my bag with him. We kind of compare notes.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was like in and out all the time. So you could never know where he was going to show up or whatnot. Usually for a little brief intermission, and then he would be gone and tell people what's up, and then he'd be out causing trouble, you know, like a little imp.
Mm-hmm.
Is
it true that he's been known to be seen with hanging out in the men's room, looking for other guys, tapping bathroom stall doors?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I really couldn't answer that. You know, that's a whole other thing about his gayness. I mean, I can't really get into that. I can't confirm nor deny it. Yeah. You know,
I'm just getting that's just the messages I'm getting. You're just asking me to ask about him.
It could be. I mean, he's a drummer. You know, he beats things with a stick for a living.
That's right.
So, you know, we call him the dumber. Guy hangs out with the musicians in the band, right?
That's right.
I mean, are you ever humming your favorite drum pattern? Nah.
That's right.
Right? I mean, realistically, if they had electronic drums and a little pattern back in the day, you could have had an electronic drum set for friggin' Ringo.
That's right.
They would have just programmed him in.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Boom. And then you could have had Dave on there and put a wig on him and call him Tom Hunting.
That's right. So you got any website?
I hire a monkey.
Do you have any websites? Any websites where, like, social media where we could send people to follow you?
Yeah, currently just on the just on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Give me out my name, Scene Weiss. Other than that, write me at the Gmail, slamcaesar2015 at Gmail. Just to, you know, clarify, like, the Slam Caesar was kind of like an alias of this guy that really it's just more of a pitting mode. You know, every CD is kind of refined and more directional as opposed to one thing. And this was really just all about the power of the pit and really all the songs like Slam I Am and International Slam Time, really bringing about just catchy, heavy, pit-worthy songs that you want to just feel good in the pit and explode and have fun with your friends there, you know? So Slam Caesar and Scene Weiss, same thing. It's just another alias, always creating, you know.
Okay, well, like I said, we'll do whatever we can do to get the word out there and try to keep it out there. Whenever you got anything else that you're pimping out there, just shoot it over this way, and I'll do whatever I can do over here to get it out there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. This has been great.
Nice. And can you do us a quick favor?
Sure.
Can you do a promo ID for a radio show? Just say your name, the band you're with. You listen to Maximum Threshold and throw something crazy out at the end of it and don't put no thought into it.
That's a lot to remember, man.
It's all right. Just roll with it. It's the best part.
All right. Anytime you want me to just kick it and tell me when.
Go for it.
All right, this is Slam Caesar, Scene Weiss. You're on Maximum Threshold. Wow!
That was perfect. That's perfect. That's good. Hey, man, well, I thank you very much for taking time and talking with us and helping us get your word out there.
All right, thank you so much. Yeah. Slam Caesar disc will be out. And look forward to soon. I'm thinking June.
Sounds good.
Hopefully be on a major label and a big metal label, or if not on CD Baby, check it out. It'll be out there. Thank you. Sounds good, man.
Okay, you have yourself a good one.
All right, you too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
My name is Slam! Here's who I am! Every time you dive in, swing in the pit, that's me, living a monument! Baby Slam! Come on, drink me!
That feeds your need.
Oh, hell, Caesar.
I'm the push that feeds your need.
It's contest time. Text message the show at 440-252-0058. Once again, that text message number is 440-252-0058. First one text wins whatever the hell we're giving away. Thanks for listening to Maximum Threshold Radio.
Nine out of ten alcoholics listen to Maximum Threshold. The tenth one just happened to be a heroin addict. Maximum Threshold, damn it.
The Thresh, baby.
You're listening to Maximum Threshold Radio at MaximumThreshold.net. Once again, it's MaximumThreshold.net. And of course, if you're listening to this, you obviously found the right spot.
Now, back to the guy with the hairline of Principal Belding and the tits of Kelly Kapowski,
John. My, it's all right, now I'm saved by the bell. What's going on out there, everybody? I want to thank Scene for calling in and getting everybody updated as what's going on, man. And you just got to hearing some, you heard Slam Caesar. Yep. So we covered him, man. Cool. Rolling right along, man. And before the interview, you got to hear this latest week's rock and metal news with Zeb from Ron. I'd like to thank them. They're out, of course. They've been doing that for about a decade here for Maximum Threshold, and that's coming all the way from Vancouver to us. And we get that on air just for you guys. Other this past interview that we just finished, we had the opportunity to touch on Life of Agony, and I'm glad we brought that up, because I know that's part of the New York scene as well, and their latest release. I actually got my hands on it here, and I did a little review on it. If you look on the Maximum Threshold website, the article's blowing up, man. It's pretty sweet. Just seeing all the people that's checked out this article that I, or the CD review I did of it, and it's getting some nice views. That's up there, and that's no lie. Go on the MaximumThreshold.net site and look at my CD review I did of A Place Where There's No More Pain, New Life of Agony. One thing is, I want to talk about Alan, the bass player in the band. I want to throw it in the review. But every time I went to do it, I got sidetracked. And so after I put it up there, I get a message. I see that he's the one, he's pimping an article out. And I didn't get a chance to really talk about him in there. So I was like, man, I got to do an addendum to it. So expect us to have Alan Robert on the show here pretty soon. We're going to talk about the new Life of Agony. And if not him, we'll get me on the show or someone. Got old buddy Sal. Joey Z is also on that one, too. So I'm going to play something off the new Life of Agony. If you guys haven't heard it, this is the one that they put out. I can't play any of the newer stuff yet just because it's not right. So here you go, man. This is World Gone Man. This is here some brand new Life of Agony here on Maximum Threshold. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, man. I honestly appreciate everybody for tuning in. Episode 489 of the Maximum Threshold Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, and by the way, check us out on Patreon. We're going to be putting up some old interviews that you may have forgotten. Some of the new, some old ones. Some that, you know, that I don't even remember playing. I know there's one of them I want to put in there. It was when Dan and I, this is, wow, this goes back to 2005 or something like that, 2006. And what we did, we actually had some sound effects of boxing matches. And we had like this death cage matches that we did. But we were doing as if we were ring announcers and Dan was in the ring. Being a ref, and he had like on the Battle of the Eddies would be like Eddie Vedder versus Eddie Van Halen and Eddie Ojeda, and they'd be like fighting to the death or whatever. Then we had one with Gene Simmons was fighting Ronnie James Dio. That was some pretty cool stuff. It was pretty wild. And listen to him later after Ronnie passed on, and you're thinking, wow, this is either really bad or. We had a lot of fun with it. I think we had a lot of fun with it. So that's going to be one of the things we're going to be sticking in there to Patreon. Some old clips and stuff like that. I got some old video concert footage of the Maximum Threshold Marching Band on Ice show that we did a bunch of years back. And it was a live event and we performed on stage in front of a couple people. Pretty funny, man. You can get that on iTunes or Google Music. It's MTMBOISD. That's MTMBOISD. You do a search of that on iTunes, it'll pull it up. You can get, I think it's like, I don't know, $6. Pretty good recording. And it's, everything was made up on the spot. There was nothing was rehearsed. We had no lyrics, nothing. I think we did like 7 or 8 songs on stage. And I had a blast with it. I actually was rolling around on stage like I was, what was that tramp's name? Madonna. I was like her, rolling around. I had fun, man. Man, tell me, if you were in a band, you wouldn't want to roll around on the stage if you could do it. Well, that's what I did. Okay, well, here you go. Here's Life of Agony with World Gone Mad. Be back after this. Thanks for tuning in.
Cut the call, give the line, the world you
you go. That was some Snow White that we just got them playing. Haven't heard them in a long time. How about you? That's some Chicago stuff right there. Metal from the early 80s. Yeah. Well, I'm going to take a little break here. I'm going to come back. And I'm going to play my guitar. It's on the Pimp Out Tone Bridge. Right, I'm on my tone bridge. Let's see. Here's Cult, the Cult. This is Fire Women's. Here, they already got the sound effects in here. So that's the sound effects they have on there. On one of the apps. It has a picture of the record, too. So let's hear how close it is with the guitar. In my mixer, I probably got more bass on here. Right, I used to be a lead guitarist on Men Are Myth. Well, let's see here. Here's another one. This is Shake Me by Cinderella. Let's hear what they think it sounds like. Okay, now this is me playing a guitar. Remember, I'm playing through a Les Paul. And I got EMG, so man, these pickups are like powered up. Yeah, I'm hoping to God that I'm fucking boring you guys to death. Here's Warrant, 32 pennies. Doing, man, I have running my guitar into an iRig, and iRig's about half the size of your phone, and that plugs into your phone on one end, and a cord goes out from the iRig into your amplifier if you want to run like that. Or you don't even have to do that, you could just have your headphones plugged into it and listen. Now, if I were to stick the headphones into this iRig, I wouldn't have any of the static, but I wouldn't be able to hear what I'm broadcasting. So that was another example of what's on here. We got this is Metallica off the new one, Hardwired to Self-Destruct. This is the song Remember Tomorrow. Okay, so it's saying that my guitar should sound like that. That's pretty close. Let's see what else I got in here. These are just my saved ones. Oh, here's some Steel Panther.
Hello?
Maximum Threshold, you're on the air.
Bob, how you doing?
Pretty good, man. What's going on?
Oh, it's been a long time, hasn't it, Don?
Oh, yes, it has. Yes, it is.
I hear you playing some guitar. Let's do a song together. That's new love, girl, all right? Do it.
Give me a second. Let me plug my gun back in.
Wow, yeah. Let's do it.
I gotta find my Kiss app. Wait. I know it's copyrighted by you guys.
Keep her away. Let's do it.
Oh, it's all right. Thank
you. I really love Dom, baby. I love Dom a lot. Come on. It's an E. It's a fucking E chord. Come on. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da. Come on. You know it.
That
oh,
one.
Yeah. Now let's do it. Oh, yeah. I
Yeah.
It's cutting off, Dom. Is that on my end or your end?
That's
sounds
be,
like shit.
Yeah, that has to be my end.
God damn it.
How's that?
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How you doing, man?
All right, you mind if I do my PNN live?
Go ahead. I'm gonna hang the guitar up. Go for it.
All right, now listen. Go, people. Today's PNN is brought to you by DomsFlannelShirts.com. DomsFlannelShirts. Go, people. If you want to look like a band member from Trickster back in the 90s, go to DomsFlannelShirts.com. There's one option, the red and black model, and it comes in sizes small to double X. DomsFlannelShirts.com. You want to be on the hot channel, you got to wear flannel. Well, yeah. How was that, Dom?
That was perfect.
That's our sponsor.
Yeah, what's the special code they're going to use? Promo code.
Rodrigo's Gravy. That'll get you 60% off a flannel shirt at DomsFlannelShirt.com.
Love that.
So listen, Barry Manilow's gay. And in equally surprising news, Chris Rock is black. People say, Paul, did you know Barry Manilow was gay? And I say, yeah. He was trying to suck my dick a couple years ago, Dom. But that big beak of a nose of his has got in the way. So you know what we did? I shaved his scrotum, okay?
Yeah.
I checked his prostate with my tongue while we were watching the movie Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze. And I call that move the double deuce. You like that?
That was beautiful.
Continuing with your PNN maximum threshold, people say, Paul, what's going on with the Syrian missile strike? And I say, hey, why are we doing that? And they say, because they unleashed a terrible gas on people, on innocent people, Dom. And I say, hey, what'd they do? Did they bottle up like Gene's swamp ass sweat or 54's truck seat smell? Is that what they unleashed? And they said, no. And I said, oh, all right. Continuing with your maximum threshold, PNN. People say, Paul, did you see that controversial Pepsi ad? And I said, yeah. The one where Caitlyn Jenner went up to, like, a police officer at a protest and gave him a blowjob. That one? They say, no, Paul. Kendall Jenner just gave a Pepsi to a police officer. And I said, oh, I must have seen an alternate version. But I like my version better. What do you think about that, though?
I agree with you.
All right, now listen. Beavis is frat brother, Dom. In all the years that I've known you, did you think the show would get to the level that we got Beavis and Frat Brother on the show?
No, I didn't.
I was hoping he would tell stories about being a fucking jamming like 24 Bing cherries up his ass, walking around in flippers, dropping them in shot glasses as part of his initiation to the fraternity. Fat cock a sucker. That's probably the name of that fucking fraternity.
I'm sure it was.
Well, yeah, how about that? I just came up with that one on the fly. I didn't even write that one down, though.
I got a question real quick.
Well, yeah, let's do it.
Is Kiss going to be offering any promo codes for their Kiss Cruise for Maximum Threshold?
Oh, absolutely. To use the threshold, no, I'm sorry, use the promo code threshold.beavisisgay.com. And you get like 10% off tipping the Guatemalan maids that clean your bed from the cum stains that are going to be all over it. It's only applicable to the Guatemalan maids that clean the cum stains off your sheets, Dom. Nice. Otherwise, that promo code is useless. And don't ask me to repeat the code because I already forgot it.
You said threshold.beavisisgay.com.
That sounds familiar. Thank you.
Okay, anything else on your PNN?
I think I'm wrapped up, Dom. But I love talking to you. I think, you know what, maybe we should do this more live. Maybe do it a little bit more often. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Did you notice I was looking at some pictures of Beavis? It looked like he had some stretch marks around his mouth. Do you think so?
Of course he does. You be with Mandingo and tell me how your mouth feels after that with him.
You think they call him?
I watched it.
You think his nickname is Beav Bingo now?
It's what? Say that again. Your piece of shit phone was freaking out.
Beav Dingo.
He's Dingo. Well, yeah, I like that, though. But I don't think he's got a big dick like that.
Oh, no,
Dingo.
Hell no.
Just call it a hunch.
Sounds good, man.
All right, Dom, you have a dynamite night, all right?
Thank you. You too, Paul.
Fuck, cock a sucker. I'm actually still proud of me for that one, Dom. That was good. That was good. Well, yeah, good night.
See ya. You know, we didn't play his intro. So I got to play his intro out.
Okay, tell it.
It's on.
And now for the PNN.
There you go. I'd like to thank Paul Stanley for calling in for this week's edition, his fourth continuous week in a row. Before he went like every 4 years calling in. it's more like a promo ID session that Beavis gets when he goes out to shows once every couple of years. But yeah, we thank him for calling in. That was on, if you go to listen to the show again, you want to hear it. It's like on the time, hour, 25 minutes. Hour right around there, hour 22, 23, or something like that. So, let's see. I just got a few more things I'm going to get out of here. Like I said, I'm going to watch the UFC fight tonight. But, man, so far we had a dynamite show, of course. Even broke out my guitar. Using my tone bridge. If you guys are a guitarist, man, you got to get an iRig. So that, if you're going to get that legally, in the States, that's like shit, like $45 for that. It'd be the best little investment you make, though. But you can get it in China, though. Okay, make China great again. I mean, you get it for like $3. It's a big difference. It just doesn't have the logo on. It's the same thing. You didn't hear that from me. Okay, I'm just saying, AliExpress. I don't know, man. All I know is I actually have one that I paid for. I have the real iRig, too. I bought that from the website, not China. That was the States. But I got like the little backup versions. They're just regular iRigs. They're pretty cool. Do a little research for it. If you guys are a guitarist, man, check it out. Like Jeff Kiss, I'm getting him one. So you could check that out. Go online. I mean, there's so many damn things it opens up to, man. Especially if you're gonna look. You want to play your guitar like in the living room and stuff. And you don't want nobody hearing you. You have headphones plugged into it, and you plug it in your phone. Shit, there's so many different apps that you can use, like GarageBand. You can record onto it and lay down drum tracks with it, and you play your guitar to it and stuff like that. That's just GarageBand, and it's just so much stuff, man. I have two Marshalls sitting right next to me. I plugged my Marsha in twice over the last couple months, and I got the Code 53 Marshall over here. I haven't played that since November. Since I got that app, I haven't needed to use that amp because it has emulators on there. The Tone Bridge already has all that shit on there, so it's. I know what you're saying. Be more real with the amp, but still, if I got this and I can walk around and play in my living room and watch TV, and while the kids are watching cartoons and shit, and the woman's playing country music and shit, I could be playing Slayer shit. Nobody ever know it. I could just be riffing off and it sounds really good, especially if you just plug right in with your headphones. It does, man. Trust me. I ain't go boo-boo you. You heard some of the, it kind of sounded like shit was being recorded through my mixer. And let's see if I have anything else I record. Oh, here we go. Here's some stuff that I did on with the app. Let's see how this sounds. They were just ideas that I came up with using the Tone Bridge. If it ever wants to play. It's made in the USA. Where the fuck to go? Well, it says it's loading, but this computer is with so much shit running right now. Here it comes. It's coming up. Just using that app. See, it's not that bad, man. Like I said, I'm really pimping this. I didn't get nothing out of this. But if you go to the IX multimedia site, and if you're going to purchase the iRig, just use the promo code Maximum Threshold, and you'll get 60% off. Just saying. Okay, here's another. Oh, that's Morning Wagon at a concert. What's that doing in there? Let's see, I got another one here. If you guys say I sound like shit, I don't care. These are just riffs. These all could be possibly new, turning into new Morning Wagon songs. This is all on iRig. Oh, look at that. Look at that solo. Ooh, with drums? Oh, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my ass. Oh, Mickey. Oh, Mickey. You listen to some of that. This is, yeah, Welcome to Dom Studio. Jeff, man, you're going to love this thing once you figure it out. They even got one for drums. You want to hear what it sounds like with drums? This is what it sounds like. Listen. Dummy. You actually were listening. You know, hi. Don't be stupid. What are you going to hook it up to? Duh. Okay. Let's see here. Did I have anything else pending that I wanted to play? Oh, got some. Hey, here we go. Let's see. Oh, here you go. I listened to this song today, and I was like, man, this song had so much feeling to it and, like, love. I listened to the lyrics of this song, and I was like, my God, these guys are lyrical geniuses. They know what I'm thinking. So I'm going to play this for you guys, and I want you to know that when you listen to these lyrics, man, let's soak it in. Listen close. We're recording it at a high level. So check this out. It's right, Allison. This weekly edition of Steel Panther with Pussy Ain't Free, exclusively on Maxim Threshold, your source of mainstream music. Oh God! I had this request this week. This is no bullshit. Somebody wanted to hear some Morning Wagon. They want to hear What You Don't Know. They want to hear a live version, and they wanted to hear the Ripper's Rock House version with Kodiak, the drunk Kodiak singing. Who never heard your music before, who got up on stage and just kept singing the same thing over and over and over. And with the long, drawn-out solos and with me getting carried away at the end, doing solos and me acting like I was fucking stoned-out Pat Travers. So this one goes out to Curtis. He requested this a few times, and I said, okay, man. I'll get it on for you.
It is called What You Don't Know. And we can get Kodiak up on the background for this one. Ready for this? So when we go up, it's What You Don't Know. Everybody, make sure that you buy some shirts from Silver Tongue. They came all the way from Maryland. Check them out. You will not be disappointed. Oh, yeah, we got shirts, too, if you need to wipe your ass. I know Shannon does. You can just...
Thank you.
And there you go, man. That was the instant classic. Ah, the Drunken Effect show there at old Tim Ripper Owens Club when Morning Wagon took the stage after some Jaeger and kind of got carried away. Hey, but, you know, c'est la vie, c'est l'amour. Let's see. I got a shout out here. It goes out to my cousin Patrick. I want to say hello. He was messaging the show. And he wanted to say hello to everybody out there. So just want to throw that out there, everybody. Let's see, guys. Hold on. I'm going to save the show here. So it's going to be quiet. Don't go nowhere. Okay. Okay. Don't go nowhere.
Are you okay?
Just listen to Maximum Threshold Radio Show. Airs live every Saturday night, 8 p.m. until whenever the fuck they shut up. So tune in.
It is pointless to resist.